A, I Can't Die, which took off so much stress because you don't realize, just everyday person, listen, Nadine, you yourself don't even think about it, but when you walk out on the street, in the back of your head, your mind is looking at everything out there, looking for what? Something that will scare you. A mugger or somebody out there. And so every day when we wake up, our mind is trying to protect us. It's looking, it's paying attention to everything, saying, oh, that could be dangerous, or that could be dangerous, and it makes your attention go, oh, stay away from this, stay away from this. So the subconscious is telling you, okay? And the day that I said, wait, I can't die, then the fear of death was what holds humans and makes them go to religion, because they're going to try to tell you what happens after death. I say, they have no idea what the hell happens after death as much as anybody else does. And I go, but you'll pay them. That's called religion. You'll pay them to talk about your spirit like they know about it. I say, they don't know about it. I know more about it only as biology. Biology is, we're all connected to this energy. Can you ever be disconnected from spirit? Absolutely not. Nobody can be disconnected from spirit. So do I need somebody to help spirit connect with me? I go, I am spirit. Nadine, you are spirit, but you're living in this body. And it was interesting as a scientist, and I just started to understand the physics of my antennas on my cells and the signal and how the cell control, all that. I asked myself a question. As a scientist, I just realized the first moment, I said, I'm a spiritual entity that's here forever. So then I asked myself, I say, then why have a body? Why not just be the spirit? And the cells of my body answered. You know what they said to me?
No.
Ask a question like, so why have a body and a spirit? And 50 trillion cells, the answer came up. And it's so profound. You got to listen to it. And the answer was simple and profound. I said, why have both? Why not just be a spirit? And the cell said, Bruce, if you're just a spirit, what does chocolate taste like? Now you got to think about that, because all of a sudden I said, oh my God,
Oh, yes.
vision, smell, taste, sound, touch, love, pain, fear. These are manufactured by the cells of the body. It's the eye cells that take the energy and make a picture out of it. You don't have a body, you're in the energy. But you have a body, you can see a sunset. You have a body, you can feel what love is, because chemistry of love. And so all of a sudden I say, the body gives us a much better experience than living without a body. And I thought, oh, that's why we came to the planet. We came here to experience what? Love and joy and happiness. And along the way, we learn fear and pain and anger. And I said, that wasn't why we really came here. We came for the garden. We came for the joy. We came for the creation. And most of us are focusing on the wrong reason. And I said, but the picture in your mind you're focusing on will make your life. If you're figuring out fear, if you live in fear, then be concerned, because something that is fear will come into your life because you're broadcasting fear as a thought. It's called resonance in physics. One vibration matches the other vibration. A fear vibration does not match love. So if I send out fear, will I vibrate love? I go, nope. Love has a different vibration. It's not based on fear. So all of a sudden I say, then your thoughts are going out into the world like a broadcast. And I say, a lot of people think, oh, my thoughts are in my head, because they put wires on the head and they say electroencephalograph. I read your brain function with these wires on your head. I go, guess what? There's another device called, not electroencephalograph, it's called magnetoencephalograph. It reads a different energy. It reads brain function. I go, yes, it does. You ready for this? Where's the probe that reads the brain function? Out here. Stop for a second. Your brain is sending broadcasts that I could read out here. Your thoughts are not in your head, they're broadcast. And in quantum physics, energies that are in harmony add up to more power. So if I send out a negative fear, it's not going to resonate with something positive, it will cause something negative to activate. Mm-hmm. And that's why if I send out a fear, negative fear, wonderful things are out here. I'm not going to affect them. Why? They don't have the same vibration. But something scary out there has that vibration. So if I have a negative fear, I'm broadcasting that will cause anything that's negative to come into my life.
Right.
It's like, oh my God, it's not an accident. No, mm-hmm. We're creators.
Right.
That's why we're here. And then the greatest joy came to me with, well, not only am I experiencing what love feels like, and oh, a good meal has a wonderful taste. We eat food not because we need to, more because it's pleasure. Mm-hmm. Get a good meal, it's like, oh, that was good. Okay. Music, movies, sunsets, and all that. Mm-hmm. We came here to experience those, but we also move around. Mm-hmm. Which means then we're moving, we're creating. So in my lectures, I give a story. I show a picture of what I call the Mars rover. Mm-hmm. We can't go to Mars as humans, but we send up a little go-kart, a little small thing, a little vehicle with antennas on it and cameras and sensors to read temperature and gas and whatever. Mm-hmm. I go, how does it work? I say, there's a guy at NASA. He sends a signal to the rover and says, go this way, mm-hmm. Here's where you're going to go. And as the rover is going, the cameras and the sensory receptors are sending information back to the guy at NASA. Mm-hmm. So I said, we are Earth rovers.
Right.
We're receiving a broadcast that allows us to drive around all over the place. Mm-hmm. And now we know that our experiences picked up, I can read them out here, are going back again. I go, fact, as I see it, fact for me, Bruce Lipton, you don't die and go to heaven. You were born into heaven. This is where we came to create. And then you look around, you go, but I wouldn't have created this mess. I go, no, you've been programmed. Mm-hmm. And this is the important part, because it turns out the programs that we got loaded with before age 7 mm-hmm. determine the rest of our lives.
Right.
And the Jesuits, the Catholics, they knew this. 400 years, they said to their followers, give me a child until it is 7 and I will show you the man. I go, what they know is the new science. The first 7 years is when you get programming, and the rest of your life, 95% comes from the program. So whatever the program is, that becomes your life. They knew that. Mm-hmm. And today the programming is even better than the Jesuits could do. They created Catholic school because they wanted to program the people to be Catholic for the rest of their life, which they did. That was the job, okay? But what's interesting here is this, is that today's programming is better than even the Jesuits knew anything about. You have an infant can hardly walk and they're carrying an iPad.
Mm-hmm.
Right away, that's program.
Yes, that's
so
true.
Yeah. Are the programs we're getting making us better people? I say, no, they're not. They're actually taking us away from each other and destroying our ability to be creative and conscious, because mm-hmm. the computerized programs that kids watch is not creation. We didn't ask them in the program, create, draw, sing, mm-hmm. write. No, do this, do this, do this, because the games are not thinking, they're reaction. How fast you can push the button, okay? Mm-hmm. So guess what? Children today are not as intelligent because the programming did not support intelligence. It supported mm-hmm. memory. Memorize this. Memorize this. Don't think. Mm-mm. Memorize this. And that's the programming. So a simple conclusion, which I just love, is most people have seen the movie The Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, in the video store, they say it's in science fiction. I go, no, no. The Matrix is a documentary. I go, what do you mean? Because the story says everybody's been programmed. I go, that's a fact of science. Everybody's got programmed for 7 years. So that's true story. And then I love it because they said in the movie, they say you can take a blue pill and when you wake up, you're back in the same program. Mm-hmm. But they say if you take a red pill, you get out of the program. Mm-hmm. And I want people to know out there, yes, you've been programmed. And most of you at some time took the red pill and it changed your life. I go, when was that? You ready? Mm-hmm. When you fell in love. When you fell in love, think about it this way. Your life was blah, 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 blah. And then you meet this person. 24 hours later, life is beautiful. Life is heaven on earth. Everything is wonderful. I say, how'd that happen? Because that's the first time in your life you stop playing the program. Science has recognized you don't play the programs that you got in your development when you fall in love like that and you stay in love, because then you are using your creative mind to make life and you manifested heaven on earth. So point is this, does heaven on earth exist? I said, yeah, it's always here. And I said, well, how come I'm not experiencing it? I said, because you're playing programs 95% of the time. Yeah. And these programs took away your power. Yes. And if you, the moment you stop playing the program, you became a creator. Mm-hmm. And what did you create? Heaven on earth. I go, that's the point. We came here to create heaven on earth. Mm-hmm. But the programming that is passed from generation to generation, parents to children, it's programming, not genes.
Yes.
Programming is passed. That is where the whole thing went wrong. Mm-hmm. Because we're downloaded with programs that take away our power.
And I'm sure there are so many people outside there. They say, think about it. And they say, hey, I have depression. I can't sleep all night. And I have back pain. I have fatigue and everything else. How can I change it?
Yeah. Well, the first thing is this. The reason you have it is because that's your consciousness, actually your subconscious. Mm-hmm. You've been programmed, especially if you go to a doctor, because in the first 7 years, remember I said, just like the Jesuits, first 7 years is programming, and then after that is life. I say in the first 7 years, most people came from a family, think about this, mm-hmm. where when somebody was sick, what did they do? Oh, we went to the doctor. Mommy got sick, she goes to the doctor. Daddy's sick, he goes to the doctor. Mm-hmm. I'm sick, I go to the doctor. I say, if you're under seven, what program did you learn? And you learn that if I am sick, I'm not the powerful one. The doctor is the powerful one. The doctor knows more than I do. And therefore, if I'm sick, whatever the doctor says, that will be true for me. And I go, you gave up your power to the voice of that doctor. I said, what if the doctor called you in the office and said, oh, you have an illness, you're going to die in 3 months. You know what? You're going to die in about 3 months, illness or no illness. It's the belief of the picture of your head, seeing yourself dying, mm-hmm. and then manifesting the picture, death. Mm-hmm. And so this has become a problem, because a lot of people with illnesses we just talked about are people who have been programmed to believe that the doctor words are true. And when the doctor says, this is your life, this is the way it's going to be, this is what's going to happen. That's not what is called a prognosis, a future. That's a prescription. Whatever that doctor said, you will subconscious, not the conscious mind will resist. No, I don't want to believe that. I don't believe that. And I go, but the conscious mind is only 5% of the day. You're running from the program that says the doctor knows and you don't. And that means then 95% of the day, whatever the doctor's words are, they become your truth. And if they don't give you empowering words, like you can heal yourself, you can overcome this, you are stronger than this, then I say, what words are they giving you? Oh, this is going to happen. It's going to go negative. You're going to lose your hair. You're going to lose your mind. You're going to blah, blah, blah. I go, oh my God, don't tell me those things. Why? Because they activate the program and I will manifest them. And that's why doctors like, hey, how'd the doctor guess the person was going to die in 3 months and they died in 3 months? I said, it wasn't a guess. He told the patient he was going to die in 3 months and the patient believed it and died in 3 months. Mm-hmm. And people don't understand that. And so they're out there suffering. Number one, they're suffering. Why? Most of them have been programmed to say there's something wrong with you and you can't fix it unless you take these drugs, or you can't fix it forever. Well, those are the limiting words. The moment you buy that prognosis, the moment you buy that belief, you will manifest that belief. The only way out is to get out of the program. You are more powerful than a doctor. Mm-hmm. It's your belief system. And that's why people have miracles, like someone has a back injury and they can't walk, and the doctor says, "You'll never walk again." Mm-hmm. And then they heal themselves. Why? Because they didn't believe the doctor, they believed in themselves. I can do this. I can do this. Mm-hmm. They healed themselves. And I said, what about the others that didn't heal? Well, they didn't heal because the doctor said they couldn't heal and they believed it. So they just didn't heal. And you don't recognize how powerful the thoughts are, because that's the new science. Quantum physics talks about it. And the new biology, epigenetics, says the same story. Both say the same thing. Consciousness is creating this. It's creating what's mm-hmm. happening in your body, and it's creating what's happening in your world. Mm-hmm. Now, it's very hard for people to believe that because we've been programmed to be victims. And I go, if you believe you're a victim, then you are a victim. That's it. Yes. Belief is what controls this. And the only way out, as Nadine knows, the beautiful woman as she is, she knows consciousness is involved, that it's your mind and your heart and your spirit. When they come together, you're all powerful. You do miracles. That's what a miracle is. Something beyond science could ever imagine when the power of the human creativity steps in and can do more than science can do. And this is where medicine is not helping us. Okay, I'll give a little side story, small side mm-hmm. story.
Yes, please.
In 2000, mm-hmm. the Journal of the American Medical Association, now that's a scientific journal for the American medical people, wrote that medicine is the third leading cause of death in the United States.
Okay.
A scientific article in the Journal of Medical People recognized a very simple truth. The first leading cause of death is heart disease. Mm-hmm. The second leading cause of death is cancer. The third leading cause of death has a Latin name, iatrogenic illness. I go, what's iatrogenic illness?
What's this?
Illness related to medical treatment.
Wow.
The third leading cause of death in the United States is the medical profession. That was in 2000. In 2016, the British Medical Journal did the same study. Conclusion? Medicine is the third leading cause of death in the United States. These are two scientific papers from medical journals.
Wow.
And we have to understand this. It says, because we go there, that only the doctor can take care of us. I go, they're the third leading cause of death. I would think about maybe it's going somewhere else instead of there. And this is why new versions of medicine are happening. They call it integrative medicine or alternative medicine. It's energy-based medicine, which is in alignment with quantum physics.
Wow.
And people are beginning to find that they're getting more relief working with the energy than they do with the chemical drugs offered by the pharmaceutical company. Energy healing has no side effects, which is already a good start. Energy healing works in the most amazing way because everything is energy. So instead of trying to change the physical body with chemistry, mm-hmm. you change it with energy. I have to be honest. I've had the most amazing life ever since I took that science and made it part of my life. And also, yeah, this is a very important fact because we're talking about it right now. I said, at first I knew the science. I studied the cells. I saw how it worked. I did the experiments. I saw how it worked. So I wanted to tell people, I said, man, if you understand this new science, you can create the most fabulous life. And then they look at me and they go, Lipton, for a guy who says you know this stuff, your life doesn't look too great. And I realized I'm talking from my conscious brain, only working 5% of the day, giving the understanding, but 95% of the day, I'm still living from the old program.
Hmm.
So my life didn't change. It's just like reading a self-help book. Yep, you can educate the conscious mind, but the life didn't change. And I had to go, oh my God, I have to not talk the talk. I have to walk the talk. And that's when I realized I have to change my programs. Otherwise, my life will just play the programs out to the end. And I changed those programs. I have two lifetimes in one life. Up to the first 40 plus years, I was like everybody else. Genes and diseases and hard work and competition. Mm-hmm. But ever since, I said, wait, I have to actually do these new science things, not just talk about them. Mm-hmm. My life changed. And I'll be honest with you, the last nearly 30 years of my life, I live heaven on earth. Every day I wake up and it's like, oh my God, I'm still here. I got another day to sunsets and maybe a great meal and enjoy my partner and go outside in nature. All these things, enjoy. Why? Because we're so busy in the competition of Darwin, trying to struggle. I say, you are struggling. What do you mean trying to struggle? You make, it says to, you know, compete in the struggle for life. They said life is a struggle. And I go, first of all, that's wrong, because the garden doesn't struggle. The garden is harmony. And we're the ones that are struggling. And now we're destroying the garden because we lost the harmony. And this is why it's so important that your program, Nadine, reaches as many people as possible, because you're trying to give knowledge to people to empower their lives. You're a very important person. You're not just waiting for something to happen. You're making an effort to go out and help, and you get rewarded. Nature will give you health and happiness and stuff. If you're working for nature, nature will work for you. If you're against nature, life is a struggle right away, because it's not harmony. Mm-hmm. And therefore, I have the deepest appreciation, Nadine, to let me talk to your wonderful audience, because these people, yourself included, and these people watching this program, I refer to them as cultural creatives. I go, what does that mean? I say, the old system is falling apart. You want to build a new system? You don't fix the old one. That's broken.
Yes.
You step outside and you create a new culture, a new community. And this is seeded by people who are thinking different than those, what I say, in the box. I say, no, thinking in the box, the box is broken. Step outside the box, create another way of life, another way of civilization, another way of how do I spend my days here? And all of a sudden, then guess what? You're creating a new consciousness where people that are struggling will come over here, because the only way out of the struggle is to get outside the box. Mm-hmm. And you have to be a cultural creative. And so you're a cultural creative. But then I want people to understand, this audience, if you're listening to this program, then by definition, you're a cultural creative. I say, why? Because you're looking for answers that you're not going to get from the conventional TV show or the conventional news media. You're looking for answers that can make a difference. Nadine, program offers you this opportunity. Listen to something different. Get a different picture in your mind, because it's the picture in your mind that is creating the world. If you're inside your mind and you see the world as heaven and happy and joy and all that, then you open your eyes. It is. But most of us don't do that, because we've been programmed to be afraid. And the more you're afraid, the more you give up power, because afraid means you're a victim. And if you're a victim, by definition, you're going to find somebody that's more powerful and say, more powerful person, help me. I am a victim. And I go, no, you're not a victim. You're a creator. Let's get organized around here. Right. Because I trust everybody in the audience more than I would trust a government. A government is working for people with special ends. The audience is working for themselves, trying to create a better world. And if the audience starts to get together, meaning community, then we can manifest that world. Right. And this again is why I thank you very much, Nadine, for letting me talk to your cultural creative audience and offer some ideas that maybe they could take these ideas and start to say, if you're not experiencing heaven on earth, it's not that you can't, it's just your program won't let you. And understanding about programs and that, let me just give my website, because it's a simple place to go. Bruce Lipton dot calm. All the stuff Nadine and I have been talking about here, all the stuff of changing programs and all that, free information. Go to the website, download audios, videos, written articles, blah, blah, blah. Okay, it's all there.
Yes. Do you believe in a soul plan?
In a soul friend?
Plan.
Soul you mean plan. Like a soul mate?
No, a soul plan. Like
oh,
a soul
plan.
Plan, yes.
Oh, plan.
A soul plan, yeah.
Well, I if there's a plan, I've changed it to a better one than I came with. Because that's I wonderful. honestly will tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited to wake up every day.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's so much pleasure available on this planet. And most people are so worried they don't even experience that pleasure. They don't experience. They eat a meal just to push the food down. I say, did you taste that by any chance? Was it good?
Mm-hmm.
You know, did you see the sunset while you were driving home in your car from work? No.
No. Oh.
The idea is you're missing the planet in the competition. And the competition is what doesn't create life. It's the cooperation that creates life. It's just the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm hoping you get some ideas. You start to realize that, okay, maybe I don't have to be a victim. I say, no, you don't. You mm-hmm. could be the master.
Yeah.
And if you know, you seek, listen to Nadine's program. It's awakening you to new ideas when you listen to the program.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the idea. The old ideas have created the problem. Einstein, you can't use the same thinking to create the problem or to resolve the problem that thinking created. You want to change this? And we have to think different because right now our thinking is dividing us and destroying us and coming together
mm-hmm.
in community, harmony, love is the only resolution. And when you understand that and you understand epigenetics, how your mind is doing this, when you understand the nature that everything is energy, and most importantly, when you understand the nature, you are not the body, you are the broadcast, you are the spirit. And that's where everything comes from. Thank you.
Thank you so, so much. And I know you will come to Europe.
I am
very
a lucky
soon.
Guy. I am a
yes.
lucky guy. I have Basel on the 14th through the 16th. It's going to be in different languages so that there'll be earphones so you can hear this presentation. I'm going to talk about the new world, the new thinking, the new biology, the spirit, all that stuff. Then I go to Dublin and do that. And then I go to Paris
mm-hmm.
and do that. Then Ooh. I go to Salzburg and do it again.
Yay!
And then the last one is Budapest. And I've covered a bit of Europe on this trip. Why? It's a wake up time. Take your power back. You are not a victim. It's only a belief system, but belief controls it. You believe you're a victim? I'm sorry. I'm going to try and help you become the real master creator that you are by science, not new agey stuff. Nope, science.
If you had a magic wand and you could wish whatever you like for the world, what would it be?
That people understand what I'm understanding right now, because I took a world that was struggle, competition, all those things. And it was a change of consciousness. And I live in a completely different world. I live in a matrix world, red pill, not part of the program, creating my own program. And I have created to my perception heaven on earth. And that's why I say, I don't care about that idea you die and go to heaven. I'm going to live out heaven every day because this was your chance. And if you don't live it out, one closing story, just because how sad it was.
Mm-hmm.
My mother remarried when she was older. And she married a guy that I wasn't. He was a cranky old man. But my mother was happy. Fine. He lived to be 97. And in the last week of his life, he had cancer. In the last week, he was probably mostly not there. Mostly not there. And my mother took care of him at home.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 days before he died, he's 97. 2 days before he died, his eyes are open and he's here. And he looks at my mother and he says, "I didn't have any fun." I say, 97 years old, you're going to wake up on the day before you die and you're going to tell me you didn't have any fun? Sorry. Don't do that, people. Get your fun in every day. Every day you miss having fun, you don't get credit for it. You lost it. And I want you to realize life is to be joyful. And to do that, you have to stop buying the story. Mm-hmm. That story is keeping you a victim, mm-hmm. because they're selling you. Mm-hmm. They're going to sell you drugs. They're going to sell you this. They're going to sell you that. Why? Because you feel you need that. And I say, no, you don't even need the damn money if you understand the future. So I can go on forever, Nadine, but I don't think I should because I have other things to do.
I'm sure. Could I ask you one last question?
Surely you can.
Because it comes up. What do you think about psychedelics?
Very important. And let me give you a statement that makes sense out of this, okay?
Yeah.
Any drug that you take affects you because your cells have what are called receptors. These are devices that take the signal, whether it's a insulin or mm-hmm. a vitamin or a sugar or a psychedelic. There's a receptor that recognizes that signal. Well, guess what? If you have a receptor in your body, that means your body already makes that signal. I say, yeah, but if you can't touch it, you don't know what we're talking about because we're so locked up in our programming. That you have to understand something. In cultures around the world, the more primitive cultures, not that they were, mm-hmm. that coming of age was a ceremony usually involving psychedelics. Mm-hmm. And it shows how they lose the ego and they become part of a whole world. They're part of everything. And the idea of the beauty of the garden shows up and the peace and the harmony comes up on these. And I go, if you've never touched that, then taking a psychedelic is really helpful because you have to experience it. But mm-hmm. the important part is this. Once you start to experience it, you can make the psychedelic yourself because if you have the receptor, that meant you already were able to make the chemical, but you never knew what the experience was. So you didn't know what you were looking for. So taking a psychedelic can give you an experience. And most of them are so useful beyond belief, but they've been outlawed. I go, why did they outlaw them? Because it gives people power. It gives them who they really are. It shows how intelligent and how they're part of nature and how it's not the ego that's important. Ego separates me from you. It says, that's not it. We're all connected. We're connected to everything on this planet. You're a wholeness. Can you see it without having that chemistry in your brain? I said, mm-hmm. if you do a lot of exercises, meditation for years, and do all kinds of things, you can get there. I'll tell you the truth. If you can get there by taking a psychedelic, then take the damn psychedelic so we can move on faster. Mm-hmm. You can get there now. Mm-hmm. And once you understand how to get there, you'll ultimately realize you don't even need the psychedelic because you can just start living the experience. Understand? Yes, it's coming around now. Even some people like Deepak Chopra is telling people to take psychedelics. It's like, yes, psychedelics were first experimented in medical schools. Mm-hmm. And they were found how they could eliminate PTSD, stress, how they can eliminate addictive behavior, how they can eliminate depression in very quick time. And then it started to be used on the street and the government said, no, we don't want the people. People don't use that. And the fact is, again, they don't want you to know who you are. And as I said, taking psychedelics for the experience, it's not a lifetime requirement. It's to understand the experience. And
bring it to life, right?
It's all about expanding your full consciousness into seeing more than your windows. There was a famous writer, Huxley, Aldous Huxley, and he wrote The Doors of Perception. And he said, look, if you have full perception, it overwhelms you. There's so much vision. There's so much sound. There's so many smells and tastes. If they all came in at one time, you would just be, it's too much.
Yes.
So to get a life, we had to close the windows, the doors. Mm-hmm. Actually, he said, close the doors. Mm-hmm. Don't see this much. See this much because you can focus on that. It's too much. So we closed down the doors of perception. And he wrote because he did magic mushrooms and acid. And I said, what did he learn? He wrote a whole book, Doors of Perception. He said, we have closed down these doors, but these drugs open up the doors. Mm-hmm. And when these drugs open up the doors, you see in a bigger reality who you are than the narrow view that our doors have been closed down. Children have a bigger view, but then parents say, children say, I saw the spirit. I didn't spirit. I saw these things and everything. And the parents say, don't tell anybody. You know, keep a secret. That's crazy talk. I go, no, that's real talk. We're crazy because we shut the window, shut the door. So, yeah, psychedelics are a major part of healing the stresses of this planet when done in that healing mode. A lot of people make a party drug out of it, but that's not really the way I see it. I see it as a beneficial drug to open up your consciousness and allow you to see how big you really are. So it's not necessary for a party. It's for you personally. That's what it's about.
Thank you so, so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
I so appreciate being here with you. And I love the joy on your face and the beauty that you are, because it's radiant. And radiation is sending out a signal. And so I appreciate your signal very, very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so very much. And special thanks to our audience. Because if they start to see who they are, then there's going to be more experience of heaven on earth. And that's what I'm looking for.
Ich bin so, 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 so dankbar für dieses ganz besondere Interview. Es ist eines meiner Highlights in diesem Jahr. Ja, es ist nur ein Interview, doch ich bewundere Bruce Lipton sehr für all das, was er geschaffen hat, für all das, was er rausgibt. Er ist einer der wenigen Menschen in dieser Szene, die so auf dem Boden geblieben ist, so menschlich in Anführungsstrichen geblieben ist. Und so auf Augenhöhe begegnet. Es ist nicht selbstverständlich, dass dieser Mann für so eine, in Anführungsstrichen, kleine Audience, wie er jetzt sagen würde, zusagt. Und deswegen, es ist so tief in meinem Herzen abgespeichert. Ich bin sehr, sehr dankbar dafür. Und ich hoffe sehr, dass dich diese Worte erreichen. Und wenn dich diese Worte erreicht haben, dann bitte ich dich sehr, das Interview an so viele Menschen wie möglich zu verteilen. Natürlich Seelen. Na, aber du weißt, was ich meine. Denn wir entscheiden, ob wir Himmel auf Erden haben oder Hölle auf Erden. Ich werde Bruce' Website und alle seine Informationen in den Shownotes verlinken. Du wirst meine Website finden. Ich freue mich auf alle Veranstaltungen diesem Herbst-Winter, wo wir uns live wie auch online begegnen. Schau gerne auf meiner Website nadinegerhardt.com vorbei. Es werden die Rauhnächte kommen, wo wir ganz intensiv eintauchen werden in ein Live-Gathering, 14-tägige Live-Begleitung. Es geht auf Retreats, wir gehen nach Island und wir sind schon eine ganz, ganz tolle Gruppe. Es geht nach Schlangenbad, nach Schlangenbad aufs Rebirthing Retreat. Wir werden nach Südafrika gehen im Februar. Es kommen ganz tolle Sachen und natürlich noch viel mehr. Kundalini-Yoga, Aufstellungsarbeit und. Check it out und wenn du magst, melde dich zum Love Letter an. Ich freue mich über jeden Kontakt und dass wir als Gemeinschaft, und dieses Wort Gemeinschaft betone ich nochmal doppelt, weil Bruce Lipton hat nochmal sehr stark darauf hingewiesen, dass wir in Gemeinschaft diese neue Welt erschaffen.